Blog Talk Radio.
God is T7, roll you lie.
All right. Greetings, greetings, gods, goddesses, kings, and queens. You are tuning in to the Inner Awakening Radio Show. I'm your host, Goddess T.
I'm your host, 7 Point Roll with Belly Well.
So, today, we have a special guest here to talk to us about the ancient warrior art called Montu art. So, we will be right back to the interview with Mr. Tillman, song called Miami. By A Money.
Hey, hey,
na na na,
hey,
like, na na na,
hey, like na na na, na, hey, like na 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 na, hey, oh wow,
hey,
oh yeah, oh yeah.
I wanna take you
Hennessy shots that got you wasted.
I just start loving my nigga, but I ain't tripping. Yeah, you playing.
Trying to explain the situation. I won't listen. You can save it.
You love.
I don't want no part, so you can keep it away.
Keep
you
it
in
away.
The love. You want me back? I put the racks in your face.
Right.
You out of love. I'm trying to shine. I keep that hole in her place.
Like, nah, 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 nah. I want to take you to a place where you can get away.
Welcome back. So do we have Mr. Tillman on the line?
Hey. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Welcome to the show.
Excellent. Thank you for having me.
No problem, Tillman. So we are going to get right into it. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your background?
Well, my background is, started out in martial arts about 15 years old. I was been doing martial arts now for over 30 years. But during that time, I got involved with private security and then law enforcement. So I've been in the law enforcement background for some time. And then I became a certified instructor trainer and did all those things that I like to do. But during that time, I was still in the martial arts, different systems. And,
right.
Yeah, so that kind of catapulted me into what I do now. But I'm a certified trainer and teacher, and I love to do what I do.
Nice. Now, where are you calling from? What state do you live in?
I'm calling from Texas, outside of the city of Dallas. Dallas-Fort Worth, they like to call it. Yep.
That's right. Shout out to my Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't watch sports, but I keep hearing that I should.
Right. You should. You should. It's fun. I mean, I'm not really into sports like that, but I do love football. I would say I'm more of a football girl. I'm not really into the whole basketball and all the other sports. Not so much.
Yeah, I had the privilege of touring the stadium where the Dallas Cowboys play, so I had a chance to see all of the inner workings of that. It was interesting.
I'm jealous. One day I'll come down to Texas. One day. So
yeah.
What really got you into – now let's talk about the arts. What got you into onto arts? Can you explain to us what that really is?
Yes, it was kind of a it was a discovery after some time and research. And so, of course, as I mentioned earlier, I love being in the arts and stuff, and I keep hearing all the Asian arts, the Asian stuff all the time, you know, karate and judo and all these different things. And I always had this thought in the back of my mind, and the thought was, did African people like us, you know, do any arts? And so a little over, I want to say 10 years ago, I want to say about 12 years ago now, I stumbled upon the African arts through studying through.
Where'd you go? Maybe he hit the mute. Uh-oh. Maybe his call dropped or he accidentally hit mute. I'm going to shoot him. Hang tight, guys. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Hello.
You there?
Yeah,
you there?
I lost you.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
I'm like, the call dropped. I don't know what happened.
Yes. So, what really got me kind of going into that was I discovered a system, like I said, over 12 years ago called Pancration. Mm-hmm. And I was always studying the arts and everything, but that's kind of how I stumbled into the African arts through that particular one. And so that really catapulted me off because of ancient Greece, just the truth of the matter. And so,
right.
Yeah, and so that's kind of how I got involved with understanding where the art truly really comes from. And Montu was the art that was studied there along the Nile Valley. So, I mean, after that, I just, you know, fell in love with what I do and been doing it ever since. I've been, you know, taught the arts over the years, but just the whole understanding of that and the, you know, and the whole aspects of the origins just fascinated me. And so, I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like, oh, this is like a really a golden nugget of learning. So, yes.
Very interesting. I like that. I know we met about 2 years ago online on Facebook, and
yes.
I have a magazine. People might not know that I have a magazine called Nubian Empire Magazine. So I'm also on social media. You guys can submit your story. You can submit your music, your EPK. We do all that. So if you guys are interested in maybe having an article or sharing your story with our magazine, it's called Nubian Empire, and you can find me on Facebook, and you can find me on Instagram. So I know you and I met because of my magazine, and you would, you know, talk about a lot of, we would have share articles with each other, and you wrote a few articles for me.
Yes.
So kind of elaborate on what got you to that point of just really being interested in our culture as far as the arts is concerned outside of, you know, the Asian arts.
Well, once I discovered the importance of Montu, Montu is a very, very important figure in the Kemetic or ancient Egyptian history. And the reason why I say that is because Montu is the, you know, if you want to break it down, actually, we can talk about bits and pieces of what Montu is and why he, what he represents. But Montu represents a person of noble character. He represents a warrior spirit. He represents everything that has to be good to keep the balance. So what this person was, or Montu is a personification of the vitality of the pharaoh. The pharaoh was the most important figure, and Montu was the representation of him. So he was a very noble person who kept the balance of things that would be including the law and everything else like that. So character-wise, Montu was a person that really represented everything that was right. So when something was to attack or to invade, that would have anything to do, of course, with invading to what's right. Montu would get involved because he is all the personification of battle, warfare, and all that type of stuff. A courageous person, who would stand up for what would be righteous. And all of these different history parts of him, it's just a fascinating thing.
Well, after this next song, we are definitely, my co-host wants to ask you a few questions about the arts, and we will be back with our interview with Mr. Kelman. Right now, we have 7 Point Row, and this is Straight Rider.
I'm a straight rider. Machiavelli reload, never not low, and I'm a straight rider.
I'm a straight rider.
Machiavelli reload, never throw low, and I'm a straight rider.
I'm a straight rider.
Machiavelli reload, never death row, king straight rider.
I'm a straight rider.
Machiavelli reload, double turn, never straight rider. Rose in the concrete, giving them thorns, whole headed with the enemies, if I'm so lord. Wrong one you don't wanna fuck with. Hit your ass like a stone when I do flip. Hit the tape, touch your mouth when I do rip. The motherfucker seen up when I do kick. Act a fool when I'm hurting, know the inside. Last shot, but revenge like the last rhyme. Remember me, thug legend never die. Multiply, thug life, God rock. Hypnotize for the fact that I'm alive. Never felt a return for the last time. Last one that you ever seen. A real thug motherfucker look like me. First word that I spoke. 7 Point Row, Death Row, Machiavelli Records, West Coast, I'm a straight rider. Machiavelli reload, never now low, and I'm a straight rider.
I'm a straight rider.
Machiavelli reload, never throw low, and I'm a straight rider.
I'm a straight rider.
Machiavelli reload, never death row, king straight rider.
I'm a straight rider.
Machiavelli reload, love return, never straight rider. I look like God in the flesh. Tattooed on my chest. Look like pop body guards on the block. Bulletproof vest if I do get shot. The heart never death for thug life, nigga. Ready for war, middle fingers on the trigger. Burst the bomb, Machiavelli trained soldier. 7 days of return of a straight rider. Worldwide mom, thinking waiting for the sunrise. Waking up looking for me. See, I'm alive. I'm a real LA hood thug, nigga. Real ones like me don't live low on God. Looking for my own soul. I see different around the corner. Say so. If I die with my soul, it turn bone. The legacy of a rider. Head on, I'm a straight rider. Machiavelli reload. Never not lower. I'm a straight rider.
I'm a straight rider.
Machiavelli reload. Never thug lower. I'm a straight rider.
I'm a straight rider.
Machiavelli reload. Never death row. King straight rider.
I'm a straight rider.
Machiavelli reload.
God is T7 Roller, right long.
All right.
Hello, Mr. Tim. I want to ask,
yes.
How can how can you find out more about the Pharaoh Montu of his ancient arts of combat?
Well, you can actually find it in a lot of places. First of all, a lot of people, you know, once you determine and define who Montu is, people will know a lot about where to find. For an example, there are 4 temples that have been dedicated and built to Montu. There's Medamud, and there's Tod, and then there's Aramat. And then there's Thebes, the city the Greeks call Thebes, but it's actually called the Wasat, or the great city. Montu is in those 4 places. So you'll see a lot of different types. So they call it the hieroglyphs. We don't use the word hieroglyphs. That's the Greek term, but it's actually called the Medinetter. And so they've got him written in all over the walls there. So 4 temples have been built unto him.
You said a Kemetic Netter?
Yeah, it's Kemetic. So, so what you're looking at is the ancient Egyptian term is for us is called the Medunetter, which means the words of the divine, and Montu is considered to be divine. So, So you look at the words of that, you'll be able to see the inscriptions there. And he's all over the place. Yeah, statues and all sorts of things.
Wow, I love that. You know what? I didn't even know about the 4 temples. So you see, you learn something new every day. I had no idea.
Yes, they're very
very fascinating. And the reason why I mentioned that is because, you know, people all over the world are coming to look at that. And what's so significant about those temples is they're guarded 24/7 by the law enforcement and the powers that be over there, because they realize the validity and the value of those temples. So it's very important.
Oh, I can't wait to visit. Now, have you ever been to Egypt before?
No, I have not. I'm going to make a pilgrimage over there. I got people who I'm working with, because I've been trying to correlate, you know, and work with some people there to be able to do some classes or do some instruction over there right in the areas of the temples. So I'm working on that.
Ooh, please let us know, because I will be there. I'm looking forward to it. We definitely need to plan, you know, a back to Egypt trip for sure.
Yes. A lot of people are not familiar with, you know, the things that have been built to homage to Montu. They had warships, you know, jewelry, statues. I mean, it's all over the place.
Wow. Wow. I love it. I love learning about ancient Egypt, and it's starting to be a really big trend I've noticed over the last few years of everyone, you know, kind of waking up and knowing your true mm-hmm. self and just getting into that spiritualism. And, you know, back then, you know, voodoo, you know, obviously some voodoo and hoodoo is wrong, but it's also mm-hmm. good. And we were made to believe that, you know, all of those things and just black magic was evil. And I'm just here to tell everybody it's not. It's not evil. That's just what we were brainwashed into thinking. There's a lot of things about our history that we were brainwashed into thinking. That's probably going to have to be another topic. Another show.
I've done a lot of posts over time about Montu, but let me just give you some important facts about why this is
okay.
so important. Why do I do what I do? You know, I've talked to people about, you know, of course, you know, what I do, and, you know, people kind of want to learn a little bit about it, but nobody has really asked me the question why, per se. Here's a couple of things to think
about.
Well,
you answered
our
next question, because that was your next question.
Oh, okay.
So, we jumped ahead, we'll go ahead and we'll let you. Why are you so interested in the Montu arts?
Okay. The reason I didn't mean, okay, well, I guess that was, you know, right there at the tip of my tongue to say that. But I'm a big comics fan, okay? So I like comic books, and we like Marvel Comics, and we like. Me, I do. I'm a big comic book person. I like watching movies. Everybody knows about the Black Panther. I mean, you know, all these
yes.
different things. Okay, so Dwayne Johnson, he's, of course, training and bulking up for the movie that's supposed to be coming out soon called Black Adam. Black Adam. And if you don't, if anybody doesn't know anything about Black Adam, yeah. Very important because, yeah, Black Adam, he has the powers of the comedic deities or the Netters. He has the powers of them. And one of the powers of Shazam is Montu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, I have another question.
Black Adam's powers? It's shocking. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
No, I have another question. My DC, I never had a DC favorite hero until I found out about the one called named Dr. Fate. And I've been looking up for the real Dr. Fate, you know, the one with the key of life on his outfit from DC Heroes. So I was wondering, do you have any info on that one?
I do know about him, but I do not have that. I've been slowly, unveiling, okay, the DC heroes, DC different characters, to find out exactly how many have been, you know, have some of our traits or attributes or characteristics like Shazam. So this is a very important thing because the more we know about this, the more we'll realize how important it is, because, of course, we know DC and Marvel are billion-dollar companies.
Yes, they are.
Okay. So, you know, and they're using this stuff, so it would be good for us to be able to benefit from that in some shape or form. Okay.
Right.
So that's one reason. So that's one thing about why Montu is very important to Black Adam's character, okay, because it has a lot to do with courage and righteousness. Now, Black Adam is not an evil person, okay? It's not an evil person or anything like that. But of course, the character is, you know, they're going to utilize him in whatever position they want to, but his whole idea of his powers has nothing to do with anything that's bad, but Montu is the representation of what's righteous. This is a very important attribute of Black Adam. So this is one of those things I wanted to talk about, as how important that was. The second thing I think I mentioned earlier is because of the temples. Now, there are some things on some books and everything that I have that Montu is actually on the war chariots of the pharaohs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, on the war chariots. A lot of people know him as Tutmosis III. That's not his name. That's the name that people call him by. And
okay.
So his actual Kemetic African name is Menkheperra Dahutimus.
I'm not even going to try to repeat that.
The camera.
That's
what
I'm
saying, right? somehow I'm capable to pronounce it just somehow out of a way. I could pronounce every single ancient word pattern.
Yeah. So if you see him on his war chariot, Montu is on the war chariot of this pharaoh. See, this is how important this is. See, the pharaoh is the most powerful man in the world. So these symbols and things that are put on on war chariots and things that we've talked about, these things are extremely important because it represents who and what that is. Now, a lot of people don't understand, so I'm going to share this a little bit. So there's a difference between understanding what's called symptomatic thought and symbolic thought. Okay, a lot of people don't understand. Okay, so symptomatically, the pharaoh utilizes symptomatically to explain symbolically what he is. Okay. He's a representation of character. He's a representation of righteousness.
Correct.
He's a representation of these things. This is exactly who Montu is. He does these things, and so being in battle, being the person to be out there, okay, he's out there with his band, he's out there with his army. He's the very representation of Egypt itself. So every time he goes out to battle, that is what he represents. He represents everything that Egypt is, and he takes it right out there to his enemies.
That's right.
So that's how powerful it is. So I just wanted to say that's why, because when we understand and adopt some of these things into our own personal lives, we will become better human beings.
Right.
I agree.
We become better, better to understand the righteousness. I mean, we understand a little bit more about, if you're familiar, who Ma'at is. Ma'at is truth, justice, and righteousness.
Truth and justice.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so Montu is the very protector and the manifestation of Ma'at. So let me share with you another pharaoh. A lot of people
I'm not trying to cut you off, but let's continue this interview right after the break.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. I got up to do it. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. It's very intriguing. I love it. But after this break, we're going to take callers and we're going to finish talking to Mr. Tillman about the Montu arts. But first, this is Bob Marley featuring Lauryn Hill. Turn the lights down low.
Turn your lights down low. your moon come shining in into our life again. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, it's been a long, long time. I get this message for you, girl, but it seems I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you, girl, on time. Some love. I want to give you some good, good loving. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. Yeah, I want to give you some good, good loving.
Turn your lights down low. Never, never try to resist. Oh no,
na na na.
Oh, let your love come shining in,
na na na,
into our lives again,
na na na.
Saying ooh, I love you,
I love you, I love you,
and I want you to know right now,
know right now.
Seconds of every day, and every chorus was written for us to recite.
Right.
Every beautiful melody of devotion every night. This potion might, this ocean might carry me in the wave of emotion to ask you to marry me. And every word, every second, and every third expresses a happiness more clearly than ever heard. And when I play them, every chord is a poem telling the Lord how grateful I am because I know him. The harmonies possess a sensation similar to your caress. If you asking and I'm telling you it's yes.
Yes, yes.
Stand in love, take my hand in love, God bless.
Right,
yes.
Right.
I want to give you some good, good loving. I want to give you some love.
It's T7 Roll Your Lar.
All right, sounds good. I love that song. I miss Bob Marley. But let's get back to it. Mr. Tillman, are you there still?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so before we take a few callers, I want you, before we finish our conversation, I want you to let everybody know where we can find you on social media.
Okay, on social media, I'm on my website is streetdefenseresearch.com. That's my website. My Facebook page, you can go to Patton Car Wash In that makes Montu art there. I'm also on Facebook. And those are the two places people can find me.
Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect. So to continue what we were talking about before we take a caller, so you wanted to add – to our last conversation before the song. So I'll let you continue that.
Okay. Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you very much for having me on this show. I really appreciate that.
Oh, more than welcome.
Yeah, I'd love to share. Yeah, I'd love to share, and I'm just I would just want to say, for every time I'm sharing with people or talking with people about things of this nature, it excites me because it's something I'm very passionate about.
Right.
So I guess it comes out. So that's what I wanted to just say.
Oh, no, you're all good. You're all good. I know. I get the same way. We just want to go on and on and on and on, but unfortunately, we only have an hour, so we could talk forever about this subject.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess all I wanted to say about this is, if people – okay, let me just do a little back story on this real quick. So long before martial arts ever existed, it was the Manchu arts. There was no martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the thing. So martial arts came a long, long afterwards. Manchu was basically came to prominence around the 11th dynasty. So he lasted over four golden ages of the pharaohs. We're talking over 30 dynasties. So he's been around for a while. Martial arts is it's one of those things that people embrace, but sadly, a lot of people don't know the history of Mars, don't know what he's really all about. It's just something that we attached everything to, you know, the Asian arts and such. But, you know, for us, you know, I know I respect everybody who does what they do. I just wanted to go back to something that originates with something that is African-centered. Had an African center perspective. What I'm referring to as far as the Nile Valley, and those things. So people who do the martial arts, again, I totally get it. But historically, Manchu is it.
Did Manchu have the power to have a light shining around him, like in that movie, The Last Dragon, Bruce Leroy, the character, when he had a light glowing around his body? Did that originate from Manchu as well?
Exactly. That is perfect. I couldn't have said that any better. Manchu is what is the becoming one of Ra. In other words, the glow that people refer to is called the Ra-U power, the Ra-U, or the energy of Ra, the manifestations of energy. So when you see that golden thing that Leroy had, that's an exact representation. That's perfect. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. If you got that power, would that also make you the new type of a deity where Manchu is? Of this timeline, what I'm asking, if anyone would have that ability.
In the ancient Kemetic times, were we considered to be something that was, you know, supernatural in the feats and everything else that we, you know, that people do? You can kind of look around history and see the manifestations of what we have done. For an example, we look at great boxers. Just throughout history, we're talking about from Jack Johnson all the way up to Mike Tyson. You know, when you see a boxer, you know, in their fullest potential, their ability when they reach their peak, okay, you can say, wow, they would consider him to be, you know, this guy must have a superpower of some kind because of the ability that they have.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gymnast. You see the gymnast. There's a young lady who was who defeated the young lady is the swimming. She was a swimmer. When gymnast people do their thing to their highest peak, okay, that would be like a Tiger Woods. That would be like a Jackie Robinson.
Right.
We got names to go on down to the history, is because when people reach their peak physique, when they're doing their thing, that would be more like anybody would ever know. That's why these people have become known, because of their ability.
Right. Fastest man on earth, wasn't that Usain Bolt?
Jesse Owens.
Jamaica?
Yeah. Adolf Hitler called, he said he must, Jesse Owens, he runs like a god.
Right. Hey, he couldn't have said it any better. He couldn't have said it any better. But you know what, Mr. Chung? I just want to thank you for coming on to the show. We will definitely have to do this again. But I do want to take a few callers. So if we have any callers, we are ready to take you.
419-265.
Hey, hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
I'm doing cool, man. Just wanted to let you guys know that I got some material out there, man, on YouTube. If y'all like hip hop or instrumental music, huh? I'm cool, bro. I'm good, thank you. Yeah, just got some music out there, man. So if you guys, you know what I'm saying, would search Tony Storm on YouTube or follow me on Instagram or Twitter or anything like that, it's all kinds of new music available, and I'm producing. Excuse the background noise. I'm in the mall. I was actually. Yeah.
Nice.
We'll check you out.
Yep, I appreciate that, man. I gotta get on in this store and get up out of here, man. I think they're about to close, man. But thank y'all for y'all time, though, man. Tony Storm 419.
Oh, no problem. We'll talk to you again.
All right, you. Have a good night.
All right. You
later.
Do we have another caller?
Caller
219-791. Hey, everyone, today this is Tupac Senior Jackson. What's going on with y'all?
Hello.
We good. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. You can find me at Tupac Senior Jackson on YouTube, Tupac Senior Jackson on Spotify, and Tupac Senior Jackson on iTunes.
Okay.
All right. We will. I feel.
Okay, I appreciate y'all letting me call in.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
All right.
Have a good
day. One love, fam.
One love.
Caller number three. Caller number three.
305-504.
Hey, how's everybody doing today?
Good.
Great. Wonderful.
That's good, man. First of all praise is due to you, to everybody. Sitting here in Sunnyside up, Mazatlan, Mexico, man. Just doing my thing, man. I'm calling in a radio show to promote my track coming out on Mr. Eddie Powell's new mixtape, man, full of legends.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Feeling good, man. Just want to say that's a positive day. It's a good day to get clearance over what's, you know, ultimately going on over the horizon.
Right.
To see the goal for what it is and what it could be. If you follow the same yellow brick road, man, you might go this way, you might go that way. You know, sometimes it takes us longer in life to get to these certain points in time, and that's a good thing, man. And we've been to these points before in our life where we could have decided that same exact thing, but we decided other things, man. So here I am as a 40-year-old male. All praises due to the Most High, man, that brought me back with my mother, man, here in Mazatlan, Mexico, man, and she's doing well, man, you know, and in her conditions, where she should have been, you know, could have been, you know, she could have been dead, and somehow she's not, and so that's a miracle. To me, that's a miracle. It may not seem like a miracle to anybody else, but to me it is, and with that, I mean, positive vibes save lives.
Right along
with you. That's right. Keep that positive vibration.
Absolutely, and you two know best, and it's like you can manifest that through you and me talking on the phone through this radio conversation right now, or we can do it in day-to-day walk on the streets or wherever we commute to or whatever we feel it needs to be, I think, right?
Right.
I agree.
It's so cool, man. I'm glad I'm talking to y'all about this. It's because once you realize that, man, it's like, why would you pick the wrong match? You know what I mean?
Right.
Out of the match box.
Right.
So it's like, for me, man.
Doing well. Did you want to drop your social media link?
But you can go, I got SoundCloud, Guy Taransky SoundCloud, although the track I'm coming out with on Eddie Powell's mixtape is not on there yet. It's produced by Iron Sheik. It's produced by Iron Sheik, old producer from the Wu-Tang, man. Not sure he's around a lot doing that. He's around a lot, don't get me wrong. He's still doing his things, spreading the knowledge and all that stuff, man. I try to sit in John Mooks Gibbons' morning sessions at time to time. At times I meditate my own. But with that said, man, old school producer, man, that's why I like the old school rugged beats, man, like RZA, like, a lot of people around there, man. True Master from Wu-Tang, Bronze Nazareth from Wu-Tang. I can go back even further, man, fucking DJ Premier, dude, Beastie Boys DJ before Jam Master J and all that stuff. I mean, all those stuff.
He's taking it.
I'm old school, man. I grew up in that era. I grew up in that era. I grew up in the 80s primarily, and somehow I got into that hip hop, which it obviously I was supposed to listen to it, which I'm glad I did because it opened up my eyes for the rest of my life and all that stuff. But, yeah, let me get, sometimes I lose my train of thought and I go off here and there.
You're fine.
But,
well, I wanted to thank you for calling in, though. I appreciate it. And make sure that you check us out on our next show. We are on every second and fourth Sunday of the month.
I thank you so much for your time and everything like that. And I just want to say shout out to Eddie Powell. Shout out to Iron Sheik. Shout out to Wu-Tang Killer Bees. I'm not going to say any names, man. There should be people putting people in places where they need to be and not putting people in their places just because they want to do things like that and they think this and that. You gotta understand, man, when you see a real person and somebody that wants to make this lifestyle better, no matter if it's hip-hop, just being a better citizen on day-to-day, just being a better person, being a better tomorrow, it comes down to that, man. That's all it's about, man. And like I said, positive vibes save lives. Guy Taransky, G Energy, Guy Love, from Mankato, Minnesota. I got the opportunity to be on Mr. Powell's second mixtape with Legends, and I'm proud of that. And I appreciate them more than they appreciate me, and I hope they know that and stuff like that. I'm just trying to do the right thing in life, man. And I think, I don't know, man. Right, man. I don't know if a lot of people get it, man, or not, man. You know, this isn't really not a competition with anybody. It's a competition with yourself. So
that's
it's
right.
Like, so it's like, I just, it's a very fruitful day. And,
it is. Make sure you get a lot accomplished today.
Absolutely, man. I'm all right, man. Everything's okay. You know, you can put on a better a cap on your head or a better thinking and wish you were here or there. But at the end of the day, man, if you're doing right with who you are, that's all it comes down to, you know?
Right. Yeah. Appreciate it. Much love.
Well, make sure you call into our next show. We're going to take another caller, okay? But I appreciate
it. I will. I appreciate the time and maybe I went off in a different line, but it's always a good thing.
That's right. But we'll check you later, though, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
We can take one more caller.
Caller number four. 214-540.
Yes. What's up, Witted? This is Black Gold Tanaya.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey. I'm doing good. I'm blessed. How are y'all doing?
Better than.
Great.
Beautiful. Well, I just want to say, of course, I don't know. I think I've been on this station before. I am promoting my song. My new album is coming soon. I don't have an exact date because I'm just, working on it. But Empress is coming soon. 10 is already out. And I have a lot of singles that I dropped in between. A lot of them are actually off of Empress. So if you've heard With You, if you've heard Hit It Hard, any of the songs that I put out, then you have heard some of Empress. So that's just a taste of what you're going to get from Empress.
Well, okay. You should submit your song to me so we can check it out. You can send it to the Inner Awakening Show at gmail.com. I'd love to hear it.
So will you.
You there?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
She dropped off.
Okay, did she drop out? Oh, okay. Well, we'll take one more caller.
Last caller. Caller number 5. 734-916.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Jay Park, AOMG, Seattle the Soul. And just wanted to let y'all know about a project that the homie Fernando, a.k.a. Duruzura, from the Netherlands put together. It's called Bra. And it features me and a rapper, a female rapper from the Dominican Republic called La Baby La Jefa. And also another cat named John Tarifa from Albania / the Netherlands. Dope rapper, and another dope rapper from Latin America. His name is Empirical 507. So yeah, it's a little, you know, project for the fans and for hip hop, and it's crazy because there's, you know, there's a bunch of different languages, bunch of different flows, bunch of different styles, all on a dope beat produced by, you know, Duruzura. So man, make sure you check it out. Much love, AOMG. Peace. All right.
So real. Good luck to you.
Okay. All right, everybody, call in, promote your stuff. So, again, if you guys want to promote your music, you can call into our show. We are on the second and fourth Sunday of every month. We may be adding some more shows. You never know. If you want to send in your music, you can send it to the Inner Awakening Show at Gmail. You can message us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm always on social media. And, again, I just wanted to thank our special guest, Mr. Tillman. So do you have any advice for the listeners or a way that we can maybe start training and practicing in the Montu art?
Yeah, I would suggest strongly that if there might be some people in your area, I'm not sure if they do have other schools or other people are practicing the arts, but I would love to do some type of workshops or seminars to be able to introduce the arts, especially, you know, young kids or young ones. If there's like a summer program, some type of, you know, some type of workshop and things of that nature. I'm not sure what school there will be out there, but I mean, there may be, but I would love to do some things out there wherever people are. So.
Well, you should definitely. We have the Luxor Hotel and Casino out here in Las Vegas. That's where we are located. And, you know, that would be great to have you come out and do a seminar and have it for all ages, maybe do a few work, you know, adult workshops and some children workshops just to teach us a little bit about the Montu arts. I would love that.
Excellent. Yeah, I would, you know, set it up where we can be able to do a two-part, you know, for an instructional type of thing so people would know a little bit more about who he is and do some applications. I love applications. I have a lot of pictures and stuff on my page that represent applications.
Nice.
But definitely I just want to be able to share and, you know, and help people from my own perspective on how I can empower us to be able to become a better us.
That's right. And I also want to give a shout out to Black History Month again. I know we spoke about some things on our last show. But definitely, you know, learning every year about more and more inventors and just, you know, we the shit. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We the bomb.com. So
yeah.
I'm definitely proud to be who I am. And, you know, just I just want people to just, you know, really get into your roots and your culture, your history. And not their history from a European standpoint. We really need to dive deep and dig into our true history and where we come from, not what we were told.
And not just that. Also, we need to continue our ancient history of
That's
who
right.
we are.
That's right. That's right. Well, you guys are tuning in to the Inner Awakening Radio Show. I'm your host, Goddess T.
I'm your host, Sabak Akamujikor, a.k.a. Silver Point Row of Belly Rock.
That was a whole lot.
Anyway, and again, we want to just thank Mr. Tillman for coming on to the show. We'll have to do this again. And we are going to leave you with a little spiritual song, Rise. You guys all have a good one.